A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
A lot was made about Tibbs and unceremoniously getting fired. Like, I remember that day so vividly. I'll take you behind the scenes here. So I show up for work, pre-show meeting, myself, Tiki, Evan, and Sean. And Evan, as he often did, would kind of be the ringleader of the meeting, the point guard of the meeting. And he was like, "Listen, I think we should open with Tibbs." I'm like, "Okay." He's like, "Yeah, you know, I think we should open with him about how he could potentially get fired." I'm like, "Oh, okay, interesting. Interesting, you spun the wheel and landed on that. You're the point guard, we trust you, let's go to it." So we start the show at 2:00. He opens with that. Tiki, obviously, as well. Sean, myself, big conversation for about 30, 40 minutes. All of a sudden, if you're a listener, Evan, Tiki, you know we break the glass, which means breaking news. We did that. Tibbs is fired. So great foresight by Evan there. And then what followed after that was confusion by some fans, frustration by some fans, understanding. I think some fans were even happy for the move. But overall, you're talking about a coach that built this program from the depths of sports hell to a team that you could count on to be a consistent winner in the regular season, get to the playoffs, win a round or two, just got to the Eastern Conference Finals, upset the Celtics. Could have made the Eastern Conference Finals a couple years ago if attrition didn't rule the day. And basically, they lost their entire roster. That series. So Tibbs had done a fine job. And certainly firing him after getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. It's not like they had gone there 3 or 4 years in a row and then fallen short. That move was heavily questioned, heavily criticized, and there was a ton of frustration and confusion. And then what followed was something that we hadn't seen in a while, which is LOL Knicks, which is everybody making fun of them because they called up a bunch of teams asking to see if their coach was available. And they were shown the door, or just hung up on, I should say, time and time again. And that became open season on the Knicks, LOL Knicks. They didn't have a plan. They fired their coach in the Eastern Conference Finals after a run there. What are they thinking? They're not going to find anybody as good as Tibbs. This is James Dolan meddling. You heard it all. Everybody played the hits, which we haven't heard in a while when it comes to the Knicks. You know, they were in that fortress of the team is not only good, but they are ran very well. And Leon Rose was pushing all the right buttons. And everybody was happy. Even if they hadn't made the finals or won a championship, considering where the Knicks were and where they were at, when you compare the two, everybody was super excited, super pumped up, and super grateful. But then the Knicks did this, and it was truly the first time where you had a divide amongst the fans, where it was like, whoa, what's going on? that was on some people's tip of their tongue. And then the other side was, okay, weird, but I trust Leon Rose, and I don't think it's necessarily, you know, Rick Brunson pulling strings or Dolan getting involved or same old Knicks or LOL Knicks. But obviously surrounding the Knicks was, ha, 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 this is the Knicks we all remember. They took a great thing here and they ruined it. They've destroyed it. Unless they hire this coach or that coach. But none of those coaches are really around. So they're going to have to call up and see what these other teams are thinking and if they're dumb enough to give them their fine head coaches. And then obviously call after call after call. Doing their due diligence, by the way, but perception is reality, and most people didn't view it as due diligence. They viewed it as the Knicks not having a plan, being clueless, and being self-destructive. Okay. So that was the process, and it all led to Mike Brown, which was not the most popular hire. But the reason you hired Mike Brown, and the reason you got rid of Tibbs, all of that has been on full display over the last seven games. A prolific offense. A deep bench. Karl Anthony Towns playing the best basketball, arguably, of his career. Certainly his Knick career. Mikal Bridges, a player that was left for, hey, five picks, not worth it. Total bust, doesn't have it anymore. He doesn't have the guts, the whole thing. And Mike Brown was brought here to unlock Bridges, unlock Cat, unlock this offense, and play the bench. And work in unison with his coaching staff. The continuity, where it's not a stubbornness at the top. Even if that stubbornness has led to success in multiple stops. That being of Tibbs. That's why you hire Mike Brown. And through all the trial and tribulations of a first year as a head coach with a team with finals expectations, with star players, with Giannis hanging over the heads of everybody, when you consider all of those things, that's a lot in the biggest media capital in the world and a starving fan base, starving for a championship. Through all of that, first of all, with the utmost class, which Tibbs had as well, but Mike Brown with the utmost class weathered all those storms, including early on in the Hawks series where he was outcoached. He has made all the necessary adjustments, and he is fulfilling the promises and the reasons why you hire him in the first place. Depth, playing the bench, unlocking two critical players in Cat and Bridges, and working in unison with your coaching staff so that this Knicks team, it's not about a supreme leader. It's more about, hey, we are a group here. I'm the head of it, but it's a committee in a sense where I deal with my coaches and listen to them and also upper management with Leon Rose, etc. We're all unified in the decision making. And the Knicks put themselves out there for this. Now, they don't. I mean, listen, if it didn't work out, they would just do what the Knicks do, which is totally their prerogative, meaning you wouldn't hear from Leon Rose or anybody. You didn't hear from him when they fired Tibbs. You certainly wouldn't hear from them if this season went to hell in a handbasket. That's the way they go about their business. It's the Knicks. Who's stopping them? That's just the way they go about it. You almost give them credit for that. Like they stand on business when it comes to that. They're consistent. But with eight wins left to win a championship, boy, does that decision and what they did and who they hired, this looks like another Leon Rose masterpiece. And bringing in the right guy at the right time with the right situation. And that's one of the stars that have aligned for the Knicks. Is Mike Brown.
BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards pay back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What if you can see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at Prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Because you're talking about not having Anunoby, who is so important. When OG Anunoby went down a couple years ago, remember, the Knicks were up 2-0 against Indiana. And everything was rolling for them. And it felt like they're going to make quick work of Indiana, and you try your luck against Boston. Hey, go down swinging against the Celtics, who were an absolute wagon that year. Nobody was expecting the Knicks were going to win that series, but you wanted to see it. You wanted to see if they had fight. You wanted to see if they could just turn it into a bar fight, turn it into a backyard brawl with Boston, punch them in the mouth, see if they can respond. You just wanted to see it. And it was taken from us due to injuries. But the reason why the Knicks couldn't recover in that series is because they didn't have depth. Now they do. Certainly you don't want injuries. You want everybody to be fully healthy. That's part of winning a championship is health. But when you have the depth that the Knicks have now off the bench, when you have Mitch, when you have Deuce, when you have Clarkson, when you have Shamet, when you have Alvarado, and now you can go 10 deep, you can stand toe-to-toe with any team in the league. And you can deal with one of your most important players and somebody that means so much to the success and winning of the Knicks. Look at the record when he's healthy, Anunoby, versus the record when he's not healthy. You didn't have Anunoby for two games here, and it didn't matter because you had Shamet on Friday with a legacy game. You had Deuce, who got the scoring going early in this game, and then the Knicks were off to the races. That's a credit to Leon Rose, of course, for the acquisitions of a Jordan Clarkson, the acquisition of a Jose Alvarado at the deadline, bringing Shamet back, all that stuff. Imagine not playing Landry Shamet last year. Mind-boggling. But the depth that they have, and more importantly, the utilization of the depth, perhaps even more important, is the utilizing of it, has made this Knicks team into a scary team for opponents and a team that you don't want to run into. Where in years past, if they lost Anunoby for a couple games, the wheels fell off.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Drink up, baby. Fantasy Football Happy Hour is here to get you wins and have some laughs. Matthew Berry here, and my podcast, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, has the sleepers, busts, and starts and advice you need to win your league. We're diving into the tape, we're crunching the numbers to bring you sleepers, busts, weekly starts and advice. Whether you're defending a title or desperately avoiding last place, I've got you covered every single weekday. The bar is open. It's Fantasy Football Happy Hour with Matthew Berry, wherever you get your podcasts.